In a League of Their Own podcast is brought to you by Smooth My Balls. Are you sick of snagging your nuts or cutting yourself with a generic Bic razor or generic clipper? Well, now you don't have to worry. Smooth My Balls offers a five-star below-the-belt care for men, starting with the Turf Chopper 3.0, the next-level razor that provides a very smooth and clean finish with no cuts on your sack. And coming in for the closer, you got the Pube Muncher 1.0, a compact mini vac that cleans up the job with no hair left behind. Head over to smoothmyballs.com today and use code LEAGUE at checkout for 15% off your top-of-the-line men's grooming kit. Again, that's LEAGUE, L-E-A-G-U-E, for 15% off. Smooth My Balls, shave like a pro.
Rep Sports. Rep Sports is a leading supplement and nutrition company that provides everything from pre-workout and protein to recovery supplements. If you're looking for a healthy pick-me-up, Rep also offers Raise Energy, a zero-sugar drink that helps with workout and recovery mental focus as well. Head over to repsports.com today and use code LEAGUE for 15% off your order. That's L-E-A-G-U-E for 15% off.
Golf Kicks. Tired of wearing the same old pair of boring golf shoes? Not the most comfortable? Now you don't have to worry. Customize all types of shoes, from Crocs to flip-flops, sneakers to boat shoes, and wear them in style while you rip it up on the course. Head over to golfkicks.com and use code OWN20 at checkout to get a 20% discount on your order. That's OWN20. Screw your shoes.
Dreamer Loot. Want to rep the best up-and-coming sports podcast? Of course you do. Head over to streamerloot.co today and check out our first line of merch. We have t-shirts, sweatshirts, mugs, and stickers. Again, that is streamerloot.co to check out our merch. Hey, everybody. It's Friday, June 18th, 2021. The Bucks force a Game 7 against the Nets, and the U.S. Open heats up in Day 2.
There goes that man's jockstrap. Oh my God, did you see that?
America's team? Yeah, right.
Oh, baby, it's a big day in sports.
There's nothing like battling it out with your teammates all season long to go win a championship.
Green Bay's got it this year.
Huge move for him. I think it's going to be a game changer.
We have a lot to talk about this busy week in the sports world. Welcome to the In a League of Their Own podcast.
All right, again, everybody, welcome to the show. As per mentioned last episode, we'd be talking about the cover of Madden 22. Didn't really come as a big of a surprise. It's Brady and Mahomes are the first dual athlete cover since Madden 10 with Polamalu and Fitzgerald. So I know there's a bunch of people scratching their heads about Rodgers not being on there again. They have a MVP edition. It's like, how come the MVP isn't on the MVP edition? But
what team do you put on him?
Exactly. But at the same time, think of how valuable this game would be if they release Rodgers in a Packers jersey and then he retires or leaves.
That'd be a collectible.
It'd be a collectible because it's one of the last pieces of memorabilia that Rodgers is seen or released in a Packers uniform. So I guess it'd probably be messy for them to do it. And maybe Rodgers was just like doing his own thing and didn't even bother to come in. Like, they could have reached out to him and said they wanted him on the cover. And he's like, I got other stuff going on, pick somebody else. It could have been like that too. So who knows, but yeah, nonetheless, Brady and Mahomes are back on it, even though Brady was on it in 18 and Mahomes was just on it in 20. So
Super Bowl matchup from last year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then another piece of news. I got two other things here. One being 49ers defensive end Jordan Willis is going to start his year with a six-game suspension due to PED violation. He's a backup guy as it is, so I'm probably going to fall lower on the depth chart now due to this fuck-up, but that defensive line in San Francisco is pretty stacked. I've never heard of this guy, so I don't know how much field time he would have got to begin with. So,
yeah.
I guess you have any points before I go into the last one? That way I don't steal everything for today.
Dwayne Haskins, the Ohio State legend, who is supposed to be the next big thing. He had his little falling out in Washington after it looked like he wasn't interested in the game. Like, he wasn't in love with it as much as like he was supposed to be, all this other type of stuff. He came out and said that he hopes that he can show Pittsburgh that he is in love with the game of football and that this is where he wants to be and play after Ben Roethlisberger's career ends. He wants to be the guy that takes over the ball in the steel curtain. So, yeah, I think that that's a pretty big move. He was dominant in college. You know, he's got the size and the speed. You think that would be able to transfer over to the NFL. You just obviously you gotta want to do your job if you want to do it well.
Yeah, he's kind of reminding me. He gives me glimpses of kind of a Johnny Manziel, where he comes into the league not really doing a whole lot. He's had off the field issues, getting in scuffles and fights and disagreements with teammates. It's just kind of
phone on the sidelines.
Yeah, bring your phone on the sidelines, getting caught with maskless with what was supposedly strippers during the season, stuff like that. It's all, I mean, as a young guy, he's younger than both of us.
Probably never had the chance to
let loose like that before. So
he'll grow up.
Yeah, he'll get there eventually. Hopefully another team gives him he gets a chance like he did coming out of college to be able to show what he's got. And the last point I had today was Cole Beasley talking about the NFL's new COVID protocols being a joke and the NFLPA being a joke as a whole, saying that why did they even call it that? Because it's not for the players. Again, the NFL is basically rewarding guys to get the vaccine. They don't have to wear masks. They can leave the hotel at night. They can use the team's facility, like saunas, weight room facilities with no restrictions. The list goes on from there. And then obviously on the flip side, if you're not vaccinated, you can't leave the hotel. You can only go in the weight room at certain times. You can't use certain facilities. You have to go into meetings with masks or go into them virtually, all that kind of stuff. So, I guess good for Cole Beasley to kind of shine some light on it from the other side to say what, like, we didn't vote on this. It's like, how come the NFLPA approved this? He's like, I don't remember seeing this come across to anybody to vote on it. So, I mean, obviously the NFLPA is run by representatives who represent the players of the league. So whoever
chosen representatives of the
players. Are some of them ex-players?
Yeah, if they want to still be involved, yeah. I think Brian Bulaga, I think he's the head guy.
Oh, okay.
Or maybe it was Bakhtiari. One of those two, one of the former lineman or a current, I don't remember, but yeah, they talk about it all the time on the McAfee show, but it's somebody who was a Packer, a lineman, or he still is. He's the head guy for the PA.
Okay. Well, I'd imagine you have to have a current player who's on ahead of it.
I think each team has a current and maybe a past representative. Maybe that's how it works.
That makes sense. But yeah, I mean, again, we'll kind of see once the season gets closer, how this affects all these players who aren't vaccinated and how it's going to affect their seasons versus the ones who are. Yeah, we talked about this last episode, so I won't really go into it too much, but just wanted to throw that out there about Cole Beasley kind of shining some light on it.
So the guy who's the head of it is Darius Fitzgerald Smith. People don't really know who that guy is, but he's the head of he was an attorney, U.S. attorney for a long time. He played football in college. President is J.C. Treader.
Oh, J.C. Treader.
And vice president is Samuel Acho.
Okay.
Calais Campbell is also a vice president. Malcolm Jenkins is a vice president. Yeah, there's a lot of Richard Sherman's a vice president, like Michael Thomas. There's a lot of guys that are involved with that, so yeah, it's interesting that it got passed, but also, you know, at the end of the day, every agenda that the NFL wants it to pass, it's going to pass. So,
yeah.
One way or another. Let's just like how we talked, even the players getting the vaccine, it's not stopping them from still getting COVID. So, there's really no point getting the vaccine in the first place, is what I think.
Yeah, well, that's what Cole Beasley was saying. He's like, so I'm stuck in the hotel while all my teammates go out. They bring COVID back and give it to me. He's like, what's the point of that?
Exactly, because then he's the one that has to do the quarantine and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. And then I just have two quick points here left. One, J.J. Watt has recently become a super fan of Cole Caulfield. For those of you who remember our first interview where we had Chase Drake on, he talked about the Badger lifestyle and how they're kind of all a family for life, and that's exactly what you're seeing. You're seeing a lot of former Wisconsin athletes, J.J. Watt being the biggest one, but a lot of them supporting, buying jerseys, wearing it, and really showing their support for the University of Wisconsin young stud who's playing in the Stanley Cup playoffs right now. I just think it's awesome. He called for them to put him in. They put him in the lineup. He's been in there ever since, and they've been doing pretty good. So I just think that's awesome that how they take care of each other like that and support each other. I think it's awesome. And then my last point is Matt LaFleur comes out and says, regardless of who is playing quarterback, the Green Bay Packers have one plan, and that is just to take the next game as it comes. Some speculations now are saying that Aaron Rodgers will not return till maybe week 1 through 3 of the season. Gonna let Love get his feet wet, get him some time to play, and then I guess we'll see if he needs to come save Green Bay or not. I think that's ultimately, he's put the ball and he's got the ball in his court. So I feel like if he's gonna do a play like that, I think he's gonna make some sort of big power move if he's gonna do something like that. So I can see him waiting till week. You know, Packers start 0-2, 0-3, comes back and leads a charge all the way through the rest of the season. I guess we'll see what happens. Obviously, that's still unknown. But, yeah, Jay Glazer was hinting at something like that. And he was hinting also for teams that were interested to keep calling. You might catch an owner on a bad day and you might just say, fuck it, let him go.
Yeah.
Which is totally possible. If you're so annoying about something for so long, somebody might just say, fine, dude, fuck it. But yeah, that's all I got.
All right. So then one of the main points then, diving right into it, the Bucks last night force a game 7 with the Nets. Again, really good game. Bucks led by double digits to going into halftime. Very similar to game 5, which they ended up blowing. The Nets got it down to 5 at one point, and then the Bucks went on a 18-0 run to basically put the game away with 4 or 5 minutes left in the fourth. And then all the bench guys come in from both sides of the team and guys both basically accepted the fact that they're going to a game 7. So, yeah, I don't know. This is going to be a really good game 7 tomorrow. If Milwaukee can come out like they did in Brooklyn last time and just have the right adjustments to when Brooklyn adjusts, try to make a comeback. I mean, Brooklyn's going to go on their run. Durant's going to drop probably 8 to 10 straight points for the team at some point in the game and go off.
If you can keep him under 40.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, last night he had 32? So, which again is still an admirable game.
Yeah, he played good.
But yeah, and then Harden as well. I think he had close to 20. So he definitely showed up. So, I mean, that's good. Durant has a 30-plus point game. Harden kind of gets back out there, gets some good assists, gets some good baskets, and they still go and get the win. Again, they are without Kyrie. Who knows if the Nets move on, if they do get Kyrie in the Eastern Finals or what that looks like. I haven't seen anything about him coming back for Game 7. I literally haven't seen a single comment about it, so I don't think he's going to be out there tomorrow. So, yeah, it's going to be a really good game. Bucks are going to have to come out hot like they have the last couple games, get out ahead. If Brooklyn gets out to a double-digit lead, I don't know. Milwaukee... That 18-0 run last night at the end of the game was the biggest run I've seen them go on in a very long time, probably since mid-season in the regular season, where I've seen them playing that kind of basketball. So long as they can stick
in right now.
Yeah, they look really good. And I'm pretty sure right now, actually, Milwaukee is favored by 1 point for tomorrow's game, if I remember correctly. So
all I know is, sorry, hopping in here quick. But if we can keep Green, Griffin and those guys from going off Harris, even if we can keep those guys from going off, we win the game. Because KD can't do it by himself. He's not going to be able to score, you know, 60 points. That's a lot. And if he does, holy shit, you know, like props to the guy for doing that. But he's going to have to pull off another performance like he did in game five for them to stand a chance. If they're in the Bucks, I don't know what it was, but they turned on a switch in the second half yesterday where they look like a completely different team right now. So hopefully that they carry that over. If they do, they shouldn't have a problem.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Giannis, he made some good
in the rim.
Yeah. He made some free throws last night too, for once. I don't know what he finished at, but how he was mad with,
he's standing there taking air ball shots. Jordan's like, what the fuck is this?
But yeah. And then Middleton too went off. He had 2 points in the first quarter and then had, I don't know what he finished with, but I know he had like 25 through the third quarter, I want to say.
Yeah, I don't know. He was on fire, though.
So, yeah, they need that.
He was playing amazing defense.
Mm-hmm. Drew was going against Durant. And
he was stripping him, blocking him.
So, that's a smart matchup if you think about it, because Drew's got the quickness, the defensiveness to stay with him side to side. Durant's obviously got the height advantage, so where if he wants to pull up, but if Drew doesn't give him space,
even Giannis though, like
it
don't matter how tall you are, that's his shot. Like he's mastered that. He's been doing that since college when he was at Texas. Like he's mastered that shot. Like you don't stop that.
Yeah, and then I guess wrap things up here for the NBA. Two matchups going on tonight that are going to be really interesting to watch. The Hawks and Clippers both have a 3-2 series lead over both of the one seeds out of the East and the West. And both games are in Atlanta and LA. So they each have home court advantage to try to put away the 2-1 seeds in this year's playoffs. I think at least one of them will do it. I don't know who's going to do it.
I think both.
I mean,
both teams are looking good.
Yeah. I mean, basically the game's going to come down to Paul George and Trae Young. Basically watch those two guys. If they can't get more than 25, 30 points each.
I think Paul George only had like 21 last game, but he had like 15 assists, blocks. Mm-hmm. That team is very good, very sneaky, deep good, and that a lot of people overlook because obviously the Lakers play in the same building and they get all the attention. But that team is sneaky, deep good, dude. Without Kawhi being able to take down the number one, you know, on the road in Utah, being able to take down the best home basketball team, best record team in the NBA without one of your superstars, and then you get the chance at home to close them out, they ain't letting that miss. And then same with Trey, he knows that this is the game that they have to put him away, or that it's probably, if they have to go back to Philadelphia, it's probably over.
Yeah, you know, it'd definitely throw a wrench in things having both number one seeds go down. And then if the Bucks take out the Nets, that'd be the 1 and 2 seed down, and then basically the Suns would be the highest. The Suns would get home court advantage in the finals if they end up making all the way through, because they'd be the highest ranked team left in the playoffs at that point. But
yeah, quick note on the Suns. Devin Booker reached out to the guy, the Suns and four guy that pumped those guys in the stands. And he will be courtside. He reached out, got him tickets. So he will be courtside rooting on the Suns. And I think that moment is one of the coolest moments I've seen since COVID's kind of like let up. A guy getting a sucker punch thrown at him, and then all of a sudden he grabs him and just feed him uppercuts, and then he looks at his buddy and says, I'm fucking beating your buddy. And he's like, you want some? And then he notices the guy's filming. He goes, Suns in four. That was awesome to see. But yeah, that's all I got in the NBA to touch real quick.
Yeah. Then going over to the MLB, moving along here, the D-backs, they have a 14-game skid currently overall, and now set an MLB record 23 straight losses on the road. I mean, not much to say about the D-backs there. They're just not having a good year. Same thing with the Orioles. They're at the wrong end of a 19-game road streak as well, having lost 19 straight. So if the D-backs can win one on the road soon, maybe the Orioles will take their record over if they can lose five more on the road. The Brewers, they lost their weekend opener last night to the Rockies 7-3. Back underway tonight again. It's baseball season, so not too worried about that. I'm sure they'll still at least win the series, if not tie the series. The Yankees, they turned their second triple play of the year yesterday. It was a crazy clip. Go watch it. It wasn't a typical step on third, throw to second, throw to first. It was ball was going everywhere. Getting a guy out at home, getting a guy out at first, and then back over to third was basically how the play went. And that's actually it's their second triple play of the season. First time in franchise history that they've had two triple plays in a season, which is surprising for the Yankees being the historical organization they are. But at the same time, triple plays are kind of like no hitters. Again, no hitters are harder to get than a triple play, but triple plays are probably one of the next hardest plays to get in baseball.
Yeah, they're rare.
And then the last point for today, the MLB kind of following suit with the NFL. They're relaxing restrictions for vaccinated players and staff. Basically kind of all the same stuff, being able to go into meetings without masks, leaving hotels, all that kind of stuff. I didn't read too much in the article, but it was basically just kind of the same thing, that they're relaxing some of their restrictions as well. Yeah, and that's all I got.
Sounds good. And then I'm going to jump into hockey real quick here. For tonight's game, Montreal Canadiens coach Dominique Ducharme is in isolation over irregularities in COVID-19 testing. One of his tests didn't come back completely clean, negative. There were some marks on it. So they are having him go into temporary isolation. I do believe they're going to have him take one more test prior to game time. If that comes back negative, he'll be able to go stand on the bench. If he does test positive, I don't know what happens in that case, because during the NHL season, the AHL coach came up and he took the head coaching position on the bench. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens if they're without their head coach behind the bench, as he's the one who's calling all the line changes and stuff like that. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens that way. Carolina Hurricanes geared up their deal, re-signing their head coach, Rob Brindamore, who won the Jack Adams Award. He signs a 3-year extension, and he mentioned earlier before that he got to this point that he wanted every single himself and all of the staff re-signed. That's the only way that he'd be back in the building. Looks like they must have done that and trying to keep that team together. They are looking to lose defenseman Dougie Hamilton as he enters free agency. Should be a top-end defenseman that's out there for a team who needs a top-four guy and a guy that put up some points. Last night, New York Islanders take on Tampa Bay, game 3. Braden Point for the Tampa Bay Lightning scores again. I think this is his 8th straight game scoring a goal in the playoffs. Unbelievable. Dude can't – he's always in the right spot at the right time. I know everybody talks about Kucherov, Stamkos, Varlamov, their goalie – or Vasilevsky, their goalie. But Braden Point, by far, I feel like he's their best player – all season, every season. Kucherov is leading in points, but he didn't play all season, so he's a lot fresher, a lot more well-rested than a guy who had to play all season long. In a shortened season, when you're playing every other day, now you're in the playoffs where you're basically doing the same thing that you did all season long. So shout out to Tampa getting that done. If they take the next game, look for the series to be over. Tampa's starting to suffocate them with their speed. And Tampa's goalie's just been on fire, stopping all the crazy pucks that he needs to stop at the right time. And that's all it takes, is your goalie to make a save at the right time, and you're able to put one in at the right time. And that's all it takes to win a hockey game. And that's kind of where we're at right now for NHL. Montreal did get their top defenseman back, for those of you who've seen the picture. He's got some sort of eye condition right now where both of his eyes are completely red. It looks like he's got like the bloodshot red contacts in his eyes, but it's just his eyes. They're like dark, dark, super red. So he looks like a scary man, which is kind of cool. But yeah, that's all I really got for hockey here. And then just one quick point on the US Open, which is going on. There were two people who were in the lead that were dash four or four under going into today. I believe, where did it just disappear? Why? Here we go. So we currently have Louis Oosthuizen, who's currently through five. He's tied for first with Robert Henley, who finished with dash four yesterday. So it's going to be interesting. You have some big guys are teed off already. McIlroy. Yeah. I don't want to read off everybody because that would be annoying. But yeah, that's underway. So you can catch that all weekend long. That should be a great tournament to watch. And yeah, that's all I got.
Sounds good. Yeah, again, a lot going on this weekend. Game seven tomorrow for the Bucks. Again, playoff hockey. Kind of see who gets ahead in those to try to close those out to see who's going to be in the Stanley Cup Finals. Again, really fun time of year. Playoff hockey, playoff basketball, U.S. Open. It's a good weekend for sports. So
going right into the Olympics.
Yeah, and then going into the Olympics next month as well.
And then going right into football. And then back into basketball.
Yeah, that's all I got for today as well.
All right. Well, thank you, everyone, for stopping by. Don't forget to like, follow, subscribe the channel. Go to YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, anywhere and everywhere online. You can also go to Google, type in A League of Their Own podcast. You can find us that way. Also, don't forget to check out the merch store. You can drop by, get a hat, shirt, mug, anything that you guys would like that we have available on there. We always appreciate it. Also, Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts. Don't forget to click on the 5-star and give us a 5-star rating. You can say what for whatever reason that is, whether we made you do it or whatever the case may be. However that algorithm works, 5 stars really helps drive your podcast up the charts, and we'd really appreciate it if you guys did that. And yeah, thanks everyone for stopping by, and we will be back on Monday.
See you Monday.